Hello, Tribe. This is your weekend motivator, and I want to talk about the concept of confirmation bias. So this is a lot of times what happens on weigh-in day. If you have thoughts like, I'm a slow loser, I'm in the slow canoe, everybody loses faster than me, and all that kind of stuff, confirmation bias means your brain is going to take whatever you keep telling yourself over and over again about your weight loss, and then it will go into the tribe and it will look for people who lose faster, who are losing at a different rate. And you'll be like, see, I'm a slow loser. See, other people lose faster than me. And it confirms your belief. Now, here's the part that you forget. You don't know what they started off weighing. You don't know what they're doing that you're not doing. You have no clue why their weight that week is different than yours. Some people may have a big drop one week, and the next week they have a slight gain, and then they lose a little, and then they have a big drop. Some people just lose steadily. Some people have lost lots of weight at this point, and they've been chunking away at it slowly. They don't want to do anything that loses any faster than half a pound. They like to keep a lot of their foods in their diet. They like to eat right past their two. You just never know what's going on. But if you decide you're a slow loser, it hamstrings you, because you will only see people's numbers and think they're losing faster without any context as to what's going on. You'll also change the trajectory of how you show up for yourself. If you think you're a slow loser, guess what you're less willing to do? You're probably less willing to play with your hunger scale for fear you'll screw it up. You're probably less willing to give up some foods. Even though you know you'd like to lose weight faster, you don't even want to give up some of the foods you think you can't for 3 days to see what will happen. You won't want to bother because you're a slow loser. You might as well keep these foods in. Only thing that does is it changes your trajectory. So confirmation bias works by, you have to be willing to question all the things you currently believe about yourself and just be open to the idea of being wrong. What other story could you be telling yourself? Like a lot of you who think it's just stating the news that when you lose a half a pound a week or you lose 1 pound a week that you're a slow loser, you're not stating the news. You're stating you're stating your belief right now and what that number means. Your thoughts around that number. You're giving us your opinion, your perspective around that number. It could easily be your perspective is, see, I lost again. I'm for sure never gaining it back. That could be one thought. You could just be like, I love a half pound. And if I choose to lose more, I know it just means I need to do a little more maybe. What am I willing to do this week? Or maybe you're like, you look at your week and you're like, I'm not really willing to do anything else. Then that means like, I'm going to do these things and I'm going to lose at this rate. It could just be that. It allowed, like when you start questioning everything that you think and everything that you say, you start opening your mind up to think in new ways, to try on new thoughts, to try on new approaches and all the things. So just remember, question your shit. Question the stuff you tell yourself. Confirmation bias simply means that you think something and therefore you go seek confirmation that it's true. It doesn't mean that it's true. It just means you're going to go out and find evidence to support whatever bullshit you're telling yourself. Our brain just has to be right. And it will ignore it. Like, I love it when somebody says themselves, you know, I'm a slow loser. I'm only losing like half a pound a week. And you will find everybody who's losing faster than you. But you won't find all the people who didn't lose anything this week. To them, you're lucky. You could be thinking, I'm the lucky one. I lost weight this week. Interesting how that works, right? We only see what we want to see. So be very mindful of the things you tell yourself. All right. That's the weekend motivator. Y'all have a good one.